O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. So we're going to start off our worship by singing two songs back to back. Number 24, Come Now Is the Time to Worship, and number 72, Father God, I Wonder. So please stand if you are able.
Praises forevermore. manage to exist without the knowledge of your parenthood and your loving care? But now I am your child, I am adopted in your family, and I can never be alone, 'cause Father God, you're there beside me. I will sing your praises, I will sing your praises, I will sing your praises forevermore. I will sing your praises, I will sing your praises, I will sing your praises forevermore.
Now a time of prayer. Let's pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you have given us your grace through which we recognize the glory of your Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We confess a true faith in you. Keep us strong in this faith and shield us from all difficulties. Father God, you have created all things, and through Jesus Christ, you have shown us your salvation for the whole world. Give us a vision of your glory, and by your Holy Spirit, fill us with life and love, that we may praise and serve you. We ask these prayers through Jesus Christ, your Son, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And we pray for our junior church, the children, the leaders, and the helpers, that they may all learn from each other and share more deeply the true nature of our wonderful God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is Trinity Sunday, a day frequently blocked by a lot of preachers because the topic is so difficult to preach about. So perhaps it's just as well that this is a local arrangement led by worship leaders who are not allowed to preach. But that doesn't stop us trying to explore this very profound idea that God is three in one. We don't want it to sound like a supermarket special offer, but the offer is truly special. So through our singing and our discussions, we hope that we'll all come to a greater knowledge and understanding of the nature of God's three persons. We shouldn't be afraid of tackling this subject, because we all know, as John Wesley said, that the best of all is God is with us. He is with us here this morning, witnessing our struggles to understand, and he is with us tomorrow and every day, whoever we are, wherever we are, and whatever we are doing. I'd like to share a poem with you about the Trinity, so maybe it's not such a mystery after all. So while the theologians have gathered for their annual Decoding the Mystery of the Trinity symposium, God is out early every morning, grace padding alongside unleashed, stopping to chat with the single mother just getting off the 6 a.m. bus from her night job. Jesus is doing half pipes with the losers down at the skate park, and later hanging out at the games arcade. Spirit pauses from wiping the tables down at the soup kitchen, stretching her back till it pops loud enough to startle catechism drowsily purring under the stove. In the evening, while they mess up the kitchen fixing dinner, they chat about their day, laughing and shaking their heads at all they have seen and heard. Then they draw straws to see whose turn it is to keep watch during the night, while the others stumble off to bed, yawning and scratching their heads at the mystery of humanity. So now we're going to do something that we don't do very often, and it's usually part of the communion service. So we're going to stand together and make a statement about our faith. So I'm going to ask you to share with me saying the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We're going to get you standing again, if you're able, and we are going to sing Singing the Faith, number 6, Father, We Love You. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Who is God to you? There's so many questions that we're going to be pondering this morning. And it would be great to stir our thoughts and feelings and begin to find out more about our relationship with God. Which aspect of God feels the most real to you? Is there one aspect of God that feels more distant? When does God feel closest to you? We're going to look first of all about God the Father. For some who have a close relationship with their own father, or who had a close relationship with their own father, this can be a wonderfully strong, protective, loving image. For others growing up, there may have been a more distant father figure, or a scary father figure, or no father at all. Now we're going to look at these just two questions, but my goodness, I think there might be quite a lot to delve into. There are no right or wrong answers, and that's incredibly important. It's what do you feel about God? God may be a complete mystery to you. You may still be thinking, is there a God? But let's turn to each other, and I know there's some people are sort of tucked away there. If you want to make sure other people are included in your little discussion. We're going to discuss those two questions together. And then Jane, a bit later on, is going to come around with a little mic if you feel that you want to share anything. And we'll see what we do think, because we are quite a number here and we will all have different thoughts. And it's good to explore. So, first question is, what do you think of or feel when we talk of God as our Father? That's your first one. And then, who is God to you? Jesus asked his disciples, who do they say that I am? And the disciples came with all sorts of answers. And he said, who do you say that I am? But we're going to talk about God the Father. Gather together and discuss. It might take a little while, but right, I'm going to gather you together a little bit when you finish that little bit of discussion. I think we could spend probably the whole time talking about those two questions, but we're going to gather you together, and Jane, I hope, is going to come around with a pop mic. Is there anybody who would like to start? What do you think of or feel when we talk of God as our Father? It doesn't have to be what you think necessarily. It was somebody came up with in their little group. Anybody want to speak? Jane is there with the microphone. Oh gosh, nervous people. Not working.
In our group, we talked about fathers being dependable and being always there. And we thought that is God as well, is God the Father.
So I don't know if you heard the very beginning bit of that. As they discussed God being dependable and always there. Dependable, reliable, and always there. And therefore, that is God to them. Anybody else want to share anything? Brenda.
In our group, thought of God as encompassing love. The Father is one who holds us and brings us just love, love, God as love.
That's lovely. God the Father encompassing us with love. God is love. I don't know whether anybody moved on to who is God to you. That's a very personal one. Does anybody feel able, brave enough to answer that one? Okay, that's fine. We'll move on. Jesus, God, the Son. We read so much about Jesus, so many Bible stories of encounters with people of all sorts, stories of acceptance, forgiveness, healing, stories to challenge, examples of vulnerability and strength. So there's three questions. Who, same sort of thing, and it may be this is where we're getting caught. I don't know, who is Jesus to you? And the second one is, how would you feel? This is the, how would you feel if he chose to come and sit next to you? How would you feel if he chose, either right now, or it might be at home in the quiet, if he chose to come and sit next to you, how would you feel? And the third one is, what would you like to say to him? Or ask him? Have a go. It's lovely to know that people are still talking. If you just come to the end of what you were saying, that's fantastic. So, I might start with the second one. How would you feel if Jesus chose to come and sit next to you? It's a bit of an alpha question, that one, I think. Jane, ready with the mic. Is there anybody who would like be brave enough, Richard, to share?
This is a really interesting question. I feel that Jesus does come to sit with me regularly, if not all the time, even if I don't want him to be there. So how do I feel? It's just, he's part of my life. But as we explored this a little bit further in our little group, I then concluded that I don't actually know if it's Jesus who's sitting with me all the time, or God, or the Spirit, or all of them, or each of them separately, or all of them together. So I'm very, very comfortable that God is with me. But which element, I'm not so sure.
Thank you. Anybody else want to say something? Becca?
Hello. So in our group, we were talking about how kind of Jesus appears as a person in the Bible. That he's kind of that person aspect to us. And there was kind of an idea that if he's with us, then he can't be somewhere else. It's very a binary. He's either there's only one of him. So our kind of feeling was that if he's here with us, then he can't be somewhere else. But there's more important places for him to be. So why would he be with us? But that's a very binary, very human way of viewing things, where it's either one or the other. It can't be everywhere at once. So that was quite an interesting thing that we were kind of discussing.
But also, I think that the interesting thing there is that he must have more important things to do. Why would he actually be sitting next to me talking? So that's another really interesting one. Anybody else? Oh, good, good, good. Dave.
I was saying in answer to the first question, not the previous questions, that I do have a problem with the Trinity, as seeing them all as one, simply because Jesus spoke of his Father so often. But I would really like to ask him that simple question. Is he the Son? Is he the One? Where does the Holy Spirit... I haven't got a problem with the Holy Spirit. That's, if you like, something different. But very often when I'm praying, I sort of pull myself up short and say, who is it I'm actually praying to? You know, is it God? Is it Jesus? Is it a combination of the three? It, when you start sort of talking like this, for me, it gets quite complicated.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. It's actually sort of thinking, what do I think? Any more about any of those ones? God the Son, Jesus. Right, well, we're going to sing two songs back to back. Singing the Faith, 354, Jesus is the name we honour. And then moving on to the Spirit, we'll sing Singing the Faith 398, There's a Spirit in the Air.
And every eye at last will see that Jesus.
We will glorify, we will lift him high, we will give him honor and praise.
That line, living tomorrow's life today. I think we look ahead too much. That's a rather lovely thought, isn't it? God the Spirit, God the Holy Spirit. We read about the Holy Spirit meeting the disciples at Pentecost as they waited in an upper room, a rushing wind and tongues of fire, an excitement, a change of emotion, an empowering, an urging. The gift of unknown foreign languages, mysterious and powerful, a comforter and an enabler. And I think the Holy Spirit is a part of God that a lot of us can sort of gloss over, but it's worth thinking about. Who is the Holy Spirit to you? What do you feel about the Holy Spirit? Have you encountered the Holy Spirit? Turn to your neighbours and have a talk. Let's see what comes. When you're ready, if you just finish off the bit that you're talking about. Right, Jane, I wonder if you're ready with a pop mic. Interestingly, this is the one that's kept you talking longer when I've mentioned it. So it'd be interesting to find out what people think. Is there anybody who would like to say anything at all?
Oh, dear. We were talking about, I think we were talking about how everybody is going to see the Holy Spirit differently. The Holy Spirit is going to be different for each of us. We talked about him being a comforter. For me, an inspiration when it comes to music, bringing ideas that I wouldn't otherwise have had. But I think different for every single one of us because we're all different and we will all be seeing with different eyes, I suppose.
Thank you. It's fantastic. An inspiration for music, which we hear every Sunday practically, don't we? It's wonderful. Anybody else want to say anything? Oh, Janet at the back.
So the Holy Spirit is sort of communication. It's the telephone lines, but it's got arms that hold you.
A telephone line with arms to hold you. There's an image. That's wonderful. I'm sure there's other thoughts. Oh, yes, Brenda.
We thought of the Holy Spirit as the enabler. How am I going to do this? What am I going to say on Sunday? What am I going to do about something or other? And it's the Holy Spirit, like you were saying about music, but in all sorts of situations, that brings thoughts to our head. Or enables us just to think about what we're going to say or what we're going to do.
So we've had an enabler, an inspiration. There's one at the back as well. Telephone line with arms as well.
Thank you. I think about encountering the Holy Spirit. I think I've seen it in people. Like, you know, if I'm feeling down and they're having a chat with me, you know, that... I have recently, someone was speaking to me about Jesus and a lot of different things in life and problems and things. And it's funny because we were in here and I was back there where there's the light, the sunlight, you know, and it was almost like I could see a spirit. And it was just very beautiful what she was saying. And it made me think of like God and just, and I think that was a feeling of the Holy Spirit in the person, you know, in what they said. And it came through. That's
a really special thing, to see the Holy Spirit in other people, in their voices, in their faces, in something around them. That's a blessing. Anybody else want to say any more?
I don't know whether this was the Holy Spirit or Jesus or God. A couple of years ago when I was in hospital, I was due to be discharged. And I was very worried about it because I couldn't look after myself at home. And I don't have any family who would come and look after me. But God didn't let me be worried for long because he kept sending me hymns. God is working his purpose out. God is working his purpose out. And so I relaxed a bit. Then when I started to worry, the same shoot, God is working his purpose out. And he was, and he did. Mm-hmm. And another hymn, he will hold me fast. He will hold me fast. Yeah. And two or three friends got together when I was due to come home, talked to each other and set out a rota. They would take it in turns to stay at my home. And God had, they're the Christian people, but they may not have been, I suppose, but they did happen to be. Christian people, where the God I think he spoke, or the Holy Spirit spoke to them as well. But certainly I wasn't allowed to think, worry about it, because God kept telling me and working the purposes out. But who was that? Was that all three of them? I don't know.
Yeah.
But I know he spoke through music.
And it's wonderful hearing people's experiences, because that is an encouragement to us always, isn't it, when we hear things like Jeanette hearing God through words, hymns that come back to you. He will hold me fast. God is working his purpose out. Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Things which will hold us fast. Yeah. Thank you so much for being open, for sharing, for listening. And we just really pray that God leads us on in our own relationship with God and also with each other through this. And now I'm going to hand over to Mary for the next part of our service.
Good morning. So now Jane's made us work hard and do lots of thinking. We're going to go into a time of quietness, of reflection. And we're going to sing again, but this time we're just going to stay seated as we sing in the Faith 18, Be Still and Know That I Am God. And then after we've sung, we will go into our prayers of intercession. Prayers this morning will be done in three sections, giving time to pray to Father God, Jesus the Son, and of course the Holy Spirit. At the end of each section, there will be a time of quietness, of silence. During this silence, you can either pray about what's on your mind, what you want to pray to each. Or you can just simply rest. I know how difficult that is for a lot of us. We lead busy lives, and sometimes this period on the Sunday may be the only time of guilt-free sitting and being. Let us pray. Father God, who created the universe and all within it, ruler over all, but who calls us your children. Father God, who we depend on. Father, we pray for those who don't know you as Father God. We pray for our broken world, for our world leaders. We pray that they will have ears to listen to you and also to listen to those they're in conflict with. So many wars, so much conflict all across the world you created. We think of those affected by conflict of all kinds, for those caught in the middle of war, for those displaced from their homes, also for those whose homes are not the sanctuary they should be, but who live in fear of violence and abuse from those they live with. And so now, in silence, we think of our world. We pray for peace. And we pray for what's on our minds. Jesus, who was the Word at the beginning of creation, who brought our Heavenly Father's words to us on earth, who gave his life to save ours. Jesus, who befriended the outcasts. We pray for all those who do not know that love, who feel they are living in darkness, who feel worthless. Help us to shine and show them your love. We lift all those who are mourning today, especially those who lost loved ones in the Indian plane crash, but also for the tragic accidents and events that don't make the news. The pain felt by those left behind is just as great. We pray also for all of the rescue and emergency service staff who give their lives so selflessly in order to keep us safe or to save us. We pray for all those who are sick or in pain. May they feel your healing hand. And now we just take a moment to pray for anyone who is on our hearts. Holy Spirit, who moved over the dark waters at the beginning of creation and brought order from chaos. The Holy Spirit who lives within us, who gives to each of us special gifts, some we've heard this morning, gifts of inspiration. We thank you for these gifts given to us, gifts like wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, powers to perform miracles, prophecy, discernment, speaking in tongues, and understanding those tongues. We won't have all of these gifts. Some may only have one. Others may have more than one. Whatever gift it is you feel you have been given, I pray that each of us would be able to use the gifts you have given us to help those around us. That you enable us to work together as your family within our community. And we pray that we would go from here full of confidence, knowing you are with us, that we may be beacons of light to those we meet. And now, just in silence, we're just going to wait on the Holy Spirit as we say, "Come, Holy Spirit, come." And now, let us bring all of those prayers together as we join in and say together the prayer that Jesus taught us, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And now, if you're able, we're going to stand to sing. And our final song this morning is from Singing the Faith 15, The Splendour of the King. Thank you, everyone. I hope you've found this an inspiration and a blessing. I hope that you've had time with God. And now, let us bless each other by saying the words of the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen. Thank you.